Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas. Today on the podcast, I have two guests, Victoria and Sofia Rodriguez of Mercer Island High School. Sofia and Victoria are some of the biggest phenoms of high school distance running right now. Today's conversation was a lot of fun to have with two guests on the show today, something I've never done before. In today's episode, the Rodriguez sisters and I discuss their training, their progression through the sport together, and the influence they have on each other during workouts and races, and just during the training process in general. The details and adjustments they had to make moving from Pennsylvania to Washington this past summer, and finally, balancing running with other passions. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already and you are enjoying the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having amazing discussions with incredible people in the sport of running and, you know, just keep this deal going. Also, if you have any questions or would like to connect, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram page at the Sunday Shakeout. At the end of our conversation today, I have a Q&A with the Rodriguez sisters based off a questionnaire that I put on the Sunday Shakeout Instagram story a few weeks back. So if you have any questions for the show or would like to stay up to date on amazing opportunities like that, again, follow me on Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout. I hope that you enjoy my conversation with the Rodriguez sisters today. So, without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Sofia and Victoria Rodriguez. Sofia and Victoria Rodriguez, welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I'm so excited to have you guys on today. First question, as we enter the track season, can you both share a bit about what excites you most for this upcoming season?
I think just like being able to be with the team this season, and of course track is really different from cross country, so being able to run a bunch of different events and see how that goes is really exciting.
Yeah, I do think the team aspect is going to be really fun this year, and then like traveling to a bunch of different meets. But for me, I'm really focusing on competing and just racing the best of my abilities, but then trying to win as many meets as I can.
Yeah, I totally agree. I agree with that part about the team aspect. I think the team culture really makes you better as an individual, and the team is what makes it fun. So I totally agree with that. Now, in these early stages of the season, how do you guys kind of like go about the training process so that you can perform well right now while also like progressing nicely into the championship season? Like, do you guys have any workouts or ways of moving the training along, or is it just about getting in solid work?
Listening to our bodies and workouts and really going week by week on having like a plan set out for like what we're going to do later on in the month and like the months that followed. So we knew we weren't going to take a workout super duper hard if we were racing, like say the next week. And I think knowing when to like completely knock a workout out of the park or just like hit it like well and get the work in, I think that kind of made the difference between performance in racing and then like also in the track season when it's going to get to like states if we make it, and then also just like the bigger meets and invites. Really just focusing on the effort aspect of the workouts beforehand, and then definitely in the race having like that mindset of racing the best people.
What about you, Victoria?
I think kind of just sometimes you have to just work out like through some of the league meets and stuff like that, because you don't want to peak too early. Like, you don't want to be peaking at like counties or say like districts even. You kind of want to peak at the right time, so you don't want to like, especially since we did indoor, you don't want to like you don't want to like do enough workouts that you're peaking like your best in the middle of indoor. So you kind of want to hit the workouts just right so that you're kind of like at a good place throughout the entire season.
Right. Yeah, that's very fascinating. So it's all about, it's very strategic, because you can easily kind of mess up something and then that might cause you to peak too early or not perform very well. I'm very curious, as you know, sisters, are you guys like training partners? Like, can you guys just talk a little bit about like the influence that you have one another in the training? Like, do you structure the training together? You know, do you have strengths and weaknesses that you, you know, make each other better because of? Is there like a rivalry? Like, talk about that a little bit.
There's definitely not much of a rivalry at all, but we definitely help each other through our workouts. We don't really run them together because Sophia's always like a couple seconds ahead, so I'm not gonna be like jeopardizing my training just to try and go and run with her. But we each have like people, like guys on the team that we can run with, so it's always nice to have them around. But between us, we're always just there for each other, and yeah, no like trying to compete against each other in workouts or anything like that. So it's always like fun to have her around.
I will say though, on the like, if we're doing 200s or really speedy stuff, she's always right behind me, and I will race her. We will race each other in like that stuff.
Yeah.
So it does get competitive at times, especially when, because she's obviously has more speed than me. So yeah, it's really fun.
And do you guys train with the Mercer Island team? Like, is that kind of like your group that you train with, or do you guys kind of like train elsewhere?
We train with the team, yeah. We do most of our runs with the guys team mostly, like all just our regular recovery long runs and stuff like that. And then in workouts, we have them around us too, so that's always nice.
Nice. Yeah, that totally makes a lot of sense. Now, I realize that you guys have been in the sport for a few years, starting in Pennsylvania, and we'll get to the move in a little bit. But can you guys just like tell me about your start in the sport, how you got, how you both got your start in the sport and how you kind of influenced each other?
Yeah, I guess since I started earlier, I started my 7th grade year, and I kind of just like showed up to the summer cross country practices, and I kind of just like did a workout, and I realized that I was just like up there with some of the guys, and so I guess that's when I kind of realized like, oh, I could be kind of good at this. So then like once that season went by, it like went really well. I think like going like almost undefeated the entire season and like setting
Wow.
some like setting some school records at races that we raced at. And so I think that really got me to really enjoy and love the sport, and obviously like the team aspect too. So having a good team always will make you like want to show up, want to be there, and want to like do your best. So yeah, and then I feel like I kind of got Sophia into it a little bit because she kind of saw how I was doing.
Yeah,
So
it definitely was like kind of like that story of like you see your big sisters or like your like brothers and sisters, like they're older than you, and like obviously you want to like I'm very competitive, so like I always wanted to run with her and just like see what I could do with her. And I remember like it was like the Thanksgiving break, and she was doing a workout, and my dad was like, just like hop in. And I like hopped in, like I accidentally like I ran my like mile PR at the time, like running a workout with her. And I think like then like I was like, oh, like I kind of just did that. But then it wasn't until 7th grade season where I joined cross country because of her. And I was like, you know what, like both my sisters did cross country, my parents are both runners, so I was like, you know, I'll just like see how I am at this too. And then it was kind of like that same thing. Like I went out there, I went to all the summer practices, and I was breaking her school records, and then I was running with like some of the top people. So it was definitely super cool, but I'd say family for sure has got us into the sport.
Yeah, I love that aspect of family. I think that obviously that makes you guys more competitive and it makes you better. Did you guys like play any other sports before you got into running, or was it kind of just like you just picked up running and that was like your first thing?
Yeah, we both did soccer. And I think that actually helped a lot with running at first, like when we first got into it, because in soccer we both like played positions that you had to like physically run a lot on the field. So I think that definitely helped us. But yeah, we played soccer for our entire lives basically up until that point.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to kind of quit soccer, because
Yeah.
I didn't quit until like I quit actually earlier before her. It was like 7th grade. Before track season, I was deciding if I wanted to do school ball or track. And it was like the day before we had our first game, and I was like, you know what, I want to do track, so I switched. But soccer, we both played center mid, so we definitely had that like kind of base of always being able to run back and forth and like helping everybody and really just be like that like connecting piece. So soccer definitely made oh, it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about like guys who they like did soccer all their lives, and then the same thing happens where they can like train for a few months and run like faster than half the guys on the team. Yeah, I think that's pretty crazy. What kind of like made your decision for like wanting to switch from soccer to track and cross country? Because if you've been doing it all your lives, there must have been like, I guess, like a sense of devotion there. So, like, what in running kind of spoke to you to like switch?
For me, I think it was kind of the aspect of like you can kind of go somewhere with running. Like I knew in soccer that like I was good and stuff and like but on soccer you're really dependent on your team and your coaching and like all the tournaments you do. And so like in soccer, I obviously love the sport, but I like felt like it wasn't really going anywhere past a certain age. So then when I like started running, I feel like I kind of like had that sense of, oh, like if I'm good, like I can actually do stuff with this and I can like go further with it and like end up having more fun with it and all that. So I think that was it for me.
Yeah, for me, it was a tough decision because like from a young age I was like, oh, I'm gonna play like at UNC for soccer or like in the four. But then it was more of me putting like my running priorities in front of my soccer. So from like that cross country in 7th grade season to the beginning of track season, like early March. So all through that winter, my dad had been coaching me and we had just been just running workouts and I had just been putting my running and just prioritizing running in front of my soccer. And that's how like I feel like really fell in love with it because I think for me it was just showing up every day and then like seeing what I could do, like that like curiosity aspect of like how far can I push myself, like just how good can I be at the sport. And for like when soccer was like my whole life and then all of a sudden I'd be like after practice it'd be like 8 o'clock at night after like school ball and club soccer and I'd still be going for a run. It was like there I kind of was like, okay, like what am I kind of doing right now? So for me it was just I think pushing myself to the max and like that, like how far can I go with it, like her as well, and having fun with it. So when I started like putting my priorities first, I went for running and just I really felt like
Yeah, I can totally see that. I think it's just this like layer of a like almost obsession that we have for the sport. Like we want to get better. And I can totally relate to that individual aspect of how like, you know, soccer and other sports, like it's hard to control everything that goes around you. Like I used to play baseball and like, you know, maybe I'm the third baseman and it looks like we're like about to close the game, two outs, and then somebody hits a grounder and then it gets past the second baseman and you're just like, come on, like what happened there? Versus in running, it's like everything is in your control. So,
That's so true.
speaking of, you know, like transitions, so like soccer to running, there was also this other big transition that you guys kind of had to go through. You know, I saw an article in the New York Times about you guys going 1-2 at state, but then I also saw an article from Pennsylvania and I'm like, what's Pennsylvania about? So then I looked into it and I realized that you guys lived in York, Pennsylvania, which I thought was pretty crazy because moving by itself is a big deal. Moving out of state is an even bigger deal. And moving to the other side of the country, to me, I just is huge. Like I moved up to the other side of my neighborhood, and that by itself was like a big risk. So, I mean, I guess just like, can you walk me through like the move and I guess the adjustments that you had to make, I guess both in your running and personal life?
The move was a very quick process to us.
Very quick.
And so I think we found out about like the job opportunity, I think, like what, June?
Yeah, it was like June or July.
And then we found out like my dad got the job and that we would be moving potentially like July. And then we moved in August. So it was like within the span of like 3 months. It was a very quick process. And yeah, so we kind of just had to like realize like, oh, we're gonna be moving like across the entire country. But yeah, and
Because,
like
yeah, we moved a week or 2 weeks before the first day of school here. So it was like August, like 20 something. And it did happen very quick, which I think kind of helped in a way because it was just like all an adventure and like you don't know what to expect. So like I think coming here and just being like kind of thrown into the wolves, like kind of like not really know what to do, but like just having that like experience of like, okay, like this is all brand new. I think it was very cool and just like a good shift in a way, because obviously like we don't know what our lives could have been like in Pennsylvania. It was obviously sad like leaving all of our friends, but the change of like moving and experiencing a different state and then different, obviously how like they run cross country and track is very different, and the people here are very different too. So I think it was good all in all, but it was definitely big. In the beginning, it was tougher, and now it's like easing up.
You mentioned the people. What was like that transition to Mercer Island High School specifically like for you guys? I know Owen Powell is there. So how is he, along with like the rest of the Mercer Island kind of like community, I guess, influenced the transition? As well as, you know, like your success in running, like how have they kind of like influenced that?
They were amazing. They were very welcoming. They were very nice, and I think that definitely helped like so much, because if you're moving into a school and you know absolutely no one, that's like the toughest part. But if you're moving into a school and you've been to a couple summer practices, you know the cross country team, that makes it 100 times easier. And
Yeah, I think the coach too. I mean, our coach is just amazing. Like I remember the first day we moved here, she brought us cookies and was like, the whole team's so excited to see you. And we're just like, that kind of like got our hopes up. And we're like, okay, like we know like that it's gonna be good no matter what. So.
What advice would you give to runners or other athletes who are really committed to their sport, but they have to experience a big transition in their life, whether it be a move, or something else? Like, what advice would you give there?
I think I'd say just like stay calm and try not to like freak out about all the change, because change is gonna happen. So if you just like take a second, but also, okay, if you're a runner too, you'll always have running. Like you'll always be able to just go out on a run, and that can also be like an escape from anything you're going through, because like, yeah, you can be moving and going through a big like situation. But if you can always take time out and go for a run, and I feel like that will always help and always be there.
Yeah, what she said really about like running will always be there. And definitely staying calm. But I would just say like show up and just take it day by day. Like, I mean, for me, it's kind of just like see what the day holds. And like, if you just put your best effort out there, then it is what it is. And if life's hard, then it's hard. But you can always go for a run and it'll be better. Yeah, I don't really know. I feel like just definitely stay calm about it and don't worry too much about like the future, the end result, or just stay present, I would say.
Yeah, I like this idea of like running will always be there for you. You know, that feeling of putting on your shoes and going out for a run, it's gonna stay pretty much the same no matter where you are. You're gonna find yourself no matter what. Now, I'm aware that you guys do not have social media like Instagram or Snapchat or any of that. And I find that interesting because at my school, at Seattle Prep, there are only like a handful of kids who like don't have any social media. So, can you guys just like speak to why you don't have any social and kind of like how you feel about it? Like I don't really know. Like I can't really. I used to not have social media and then I got it and it feels, I guess, a little bit different. So you guys, can you guys just like speak to that a little bit?
Well, our mom.
For me, I think it was just like, because like we got our phones at like 14, so like I know that's a little younger for people nowadays. Oh yeah, a little older for people nowadays. But I think like, because like I didn't really get it then, and I feel like I just went without it like throughout by the beginning of middle school and high school. And so I feel like I just never felt the need to really get it. But yeah, so it's kind of just like stuck. Like I don't really like feel like I need it, even though like now I feel like I definitely like not like miss out, but I'm definitely like unaware of something that like especially with running, like I know a bunch of people post a bunch of stuff, and I definitely don't see that as much, and I'm not like aware until like my friends bring it up or like they'll send it to me. So but yeah, I just felt like I never really, for me personally, I don't feel like I just want it or feel the need for it.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're not really missing out on much, but it's also, it would be nice to like kind of stay in the loop of like, especially like with all the running news and how fast people are running now, it's definitely useful to stay current with it like quicker with social media, like Instagram especially. But yeah, I feel like we just haven't had it, and I don't really know what it would be like to have
Which
it.
might in the
Yeah,
future.
I'm working on that part,
Yeah.
but so you might see a little Instagram here and there. But yeah, as of now, we're fine without it.
Yeah, I can totally attest to that. There are obviously positives and negatives to social media, but ultimately, like, if you don't have social media, it allows you to be in the present moment. Like, I don't know, we watched a documentary in my like class at Seattle Prep. It was like how social media is ruining our lives, and I'm just like, okay, that's a little extreme, but I guess they do have a point. So I guess that's kind of interesting. Now, if you guys don't have social media, obviously running can't take up like all of your life. So I'm just curious, like, do you guys have any other passions that you pursue?
I like to read a lot and like journal, so like scrapbook journal, I guess. So I do a lot of that, and then we do have like we do have like games we can play, and obviously hanging out with our family and like taking our dog on a walk and stuff like that.
Yeah, for me it's definitely I like to journal, but not like her type. I like to like write out and stuff. I'm more of a writer. So that is really it's really nice, but I just love hanging out with my family and being in nature. So I go on a bunch of bike rides. I love to walk and just be outside a lot, and especially now like the weather's really nice, so I'm taking advantage of that. But yeah, and
Yeah, just it sounds pretty simple, but I mean, like, that sort of stuff can, like, you can have other things, you could have another life outside of your running career. But kind of going back to your running careers, looking ahead to, like, not just this season, but like your running careers in general, what are some goals that you guys have for the future to kind of make a mark on the sport?
I'd say since I'm gonna be like an upcoming senior, just finding a college that I really like with a really good running team. And yeah, just like involving myself in that, finding something that I really enjoy and going from there. So
Yeah, definitely going to college to run. Maybe make a few world teams for the USA.
Yeah, that's you say that very humbly. Yeah, just gonna make a few world teams and we'll see how far that takes me. But yeah, that's pretty incredible. Now, to end off today's conversation, a few weeks ago on Instagram, I put out this poll for my listeners to like ask questions. And I got a few questions. They're kind of just like rapid fire questions, so we could just kind of go through them. Some of them are, I think they're all pretty interesting. But first question, what is your favorite pre and post run meal or snack?
Definitely pasta, I think, before meats.
Yeah, pre-meat pasta and ground beef.
Yeah, and then snack. I eat these like Nature Valley bars, and they have like peanut butter in them. So.
Pre-race snack. I love dates, which is kind of like I don't like
Mm.
just dates, but a good banana is always just like good.
Yeah.
Toast. Literally anything that's
Yeah.
like really good. But if I like say I had like a like treat myself ice cream.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. After the race, you gotta treat yourself, totally.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong with some pasta either before the race. I totally agree. Now, and here's kind of like a bigger question. What do you guys do on both like a mental level and a physical level with your when you're dealing with like an injury?
Yeah, I think you just have to like injuries can be really horrible and they can really affect people mentally, especially. You just can't really let it get to you, like.
Yeah, and especially in running, like there are always injuries. It's just part of the sport. So I think having a good support system and just people around you that don't bring you down and are always there for you and just will support you and help you in any way that they can is really useful. But then also, like, say if you are injured, definitely like staying active and whether that's like swimming or riding the bike or just going for like a walk if you can. That's always very helpful just to like calm your mind down and be like, okay, like everything will be fine. But I will say I like to journal a lot, so journaling. And like even like just coming to practice still and like maybe helping time or just always be around your team
I
still.
will say though, if you're injured and it's like an injury that could like give you like weeks or months off, don't be afraid to take a couple days off. Like if you're injured, I know like some runners like hate taking days off, but if it'll help you in the long run, if you like initially, then I would definitely like advise that. Like, don't be scared to just take a couple days off. You're not going to lose your fitness. You're not going to lose anything. So that's definitely a big thing that some runners kind of forget.
Yeah, like in I don't know if you've read Running with the Buffaloes, the
Yes. Yeah, I read that.
Like whenever I forget his name. One of the kids, he it's like have the courage to take one day off and like be confident, not confident, but be like courageous and say, look, like I'm like hurting a little. Then if you like assess it then, and then you won't have like say months off because you had like the bravery to stick it when it happened, like when it first comes up.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I think that just being smart while also putting a positive thing spin on things can be really key. My friend is dealing with a stress fracture right now in his shin, and so he knew about it on Friday, and then just yesterday he did a 2.5 hour bike ride. So I think I might send this conversation to him just to kind of like be like, "Hey man, you can kind of like give your body a little bit of time to rest," because he really likes running a lot. But yeah, I can totally agree. Just really knowing your body can be
Yeah, it's
a
hard.
big help. Now, what is your favorite running shoe? That's another question.
Like trainers, workout shoes, or
I'm gonna assume this means trainer.
we run in the structure, Nike structures,
the 25.
yeah, so I mean they've been working well.
Yeah. Yeah, the
We've gone
Nike
through a
structure.
bunch of different types of
Is Nike like your favorite brand?
We have like, I mean, our dad is a works so
Brooks is
different.
amazing.
Yeah, Brooks is very good. But Nike's also just, it's Nike. Yeah,
Oh,
it's
okay. So
amazing.
your dad works for Brooks, and you
Yeah.
could basically get Brooks shoes. Okay, I see. Okay. That's very interesting. Now, do you have a favorite place to run, favorite running route? That's another one.
has definitely changed because there's definitely like my favorite places in Pennsylvania. Here, we mostly run on the island every day. So there's definitely like specific roads that I like better on the island. And yeah, anytime we go off the island, finding any, it's usually like trails that go on for a while. Those are always cool.
I don't know. I really like Tiger Mountain when I went. Tiger Mountain is just beautiful. And like once you make it after like a 2 mile climb to the top, the view, and then you can like go down to like, and there's a lake like on the other side. The Tiger Mountain is very beautiful, but we have amazing trails on the island, so running on those is always really fun. But destination runs are super cool too. But
Final question for the day. I don't know if you guys keep up with track and field at the pro level. You probably do. And you probably know these two names, but are you taking Jakob Ingebrigtsen or Josh Kerr at the Olympics this summer in the 1500? I just gotta ask the question.
Okay. I'm thinking personally Josh Kerr because,
Ooh.
well, I don't know. I don't want to underestimate Jakob, but he has been injured and talking a lot of smack. So, and Josh Kerr has, he has been on fire, but it's like, can he keep that? But I do think Josh Kerr. Yeah.
What about you, Victoria?
I don't keep up as much as Sophia does with like the pros and stuff, so I don't want to
You always say Jakob, just have another stuff
No.
notes. What about you? Josh Kerr,
I
yeah.
honestly probably say I'm kind of a Jakob fan, but I kind of lost a little bit of respect because of his like talking smack. I think I'm going Josh Kerr. He's kind of got the fitness level going right now, but
He does.
yeah, we'll see. I mean, he runs for Brooks, and you know, Brooks versus Nike, so I guess you have to decide there. But
Yeah.
well, Sophia and Victoria, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank
Thanks so
you.
much for joining me, and yeah, just good luck the rest of this track season and in the future. Thank you for listening to episode 70 of the Sunday Shakeout. Man, we're on episode 70. This is incredible. I want to thank all of you guys so much for the support, continuing to keep this deal going. We're growing on Instagram, we're growing on Spotify, we're growing in all of these amazing places. So thank you to all the listeners who support this podcast, the Sunday Shakeout. Thank you to my parents, thank you to all my friends, and yeah. Thank you to all the guests who have come on the show so far, whether it be the Rodriguez sisters or Phil Batterson, Vince Recupero, Renee Aldrich, Jack Henske, or Owen Powell, anybody who came on the Sunday Shakeout, Coach Walker, you all are amazing. So thank you so much, and Hopefully we can keep this deal going for another 70 episodes and even farther than that. That would be really amazing. So yeah, to stay up to date on all the latest information for the Sunday Shakeout and to see some cool content, you can check me out on Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout. And if you enjoyed this episode of the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving the Sunday Shakeout a follow or 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would also greatly appreciate a review on either of those places, a 5-star review. And yeah, if you have any other questions or if you want to reach out to me, yeah, you can reach out to me at thesundayshakeout@gmail.com or you can DM me at Instagram again at thesundayshakeout. I'm more than happy to connect. If you have any feedback too, like that all works. I'm really an open book. So this is all great. I hope you all really enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. And peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.